אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Mendel Castell OAM. I'm the CEO at the Jewish House in Sydney.
Can you please tell us about the Jewish House?
So the Jewish House is a wonderful organization started by two brothers nearly 35 years ago where they purchased a house and wanted to help people in the community. In the early days, they were working with issues around drug and alcohol and cults. But over the years, we've developed the house as a crisis organization to be able to help people that are in crisis. And that includes many different kinds of crisis, whether it's homelessness, whether it's drug and alcohol, mental health, family breakdown, domestic violence, any kind of crisis. We try and respond and be able to help people during that difficult time.
And where is the Jewish House?
The Jewish House is based in Bondi, and that's where our headquarters is, and that's where our original house is and our crisis accommodation. But we also have a number of other locations. We have JH Kids, which is located in Bondi as well, and then we have about 40 rooms across Sydney where people come for emergency accommodation, for temporary accommodation, and then we have a number of other subsidized units to be able to help people with accommodation as they go through the process of getting back on their feet.
So who actually approached Jewish House for help?
So Jewish House helps everybody. Doesn't matter with your background. I mean, obviously initially set up for the Jewish community and by the Jewish community, but helps everybody no matter what their background is and try and make a difference there in people's lives.
Do you find out now during COVID-19 that things deteriorated for many families, for many people?
So definitely COVID-19 has been a challenge for people, particularly around mental health, drug and alcohol, jobs. So all these things and relationships. So they're all very important areas that people need support. And what's happened is the Jewish House is really, because we've got our experience and based in crisis, we've stepped up to be able to then look at what are the particular kinds of supports that people would need at this time. And they include more psychological support. Before Pesach, we did a lot of work with helping people who are isolated with food and Seder boxes. We work as I am also the rabbi for New South Wales Police. And we work closely with police to help people who are in quarantine in hotels who need kosher food. And in that case, they needed Pesach food, other mental health support. We also have a number of programs for children to be able to help parents cope. And we also had tablets, which we gave to families so that the kids can do their online school at the time. We developed a program called Avodah Jobs to help people with jobs. And we're at the moment doing some programs in relationships as well to be able to help people manage their home relationships better, whether it's with their spouse or their children. But obviously being home more and on top of each other, there's more challenges, and therefore we're looking to provide that extra support as well. So lots of different programs. We've also got a portal on our website which outlines many of the programs and resources. But definitely with COVID, we need to be more on our game and make sure that we can respond to help people at this time.
And how many full-time employees do you have?
We've got about 25 to 30 staff. Some are part-time, but we've got a significant team. Many of them are social workers. We also have psychologists, marketing people, and others, all to be able to help deliver the best kind of services to the community.
We're talking to Rabbi Mendel Castell, OAM, CEO at Jewish House, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi Castell, I saw a press release that the Jewish House urges greater use of data in homeless and domestic violence services. What are you referring to?
What we recognize is that whether it's homelessness or domestic violence, there's many different things that play out that contribute to it. And therefore, it's important that we get a better understanding of what's going on before, and also what are some of the effects afterwards. So therefore, we can make sure that we help people better. So for instance, we've recently released some information around domestic violence. And while we all recognize that a much higher percentage of people who experience domestic violence are women, there is a smaller percentage of men as well. And what we looked at is what are some of the effects on people who've experienced domestic violence in relation to mental health, in relation to trauma, drug and alcohol, and other assaults that they might have experienced, or stalking, and to get a better understanding of how they compare to the rest of society. And obviously their numbers are higher, particularly, you know, in drug and alcohol and mental health and trauma, but also looking at how men respond, how women respond. And then once we have a better understanding of that, then when we provide the support during the crisis, we try and make sure that we provide support in those other areas as well. So it's not about just providing a roof over their head and making sure that they're safe. We also need to recognize that there's mental health trauma. There's also possibly drug and alcohol issues, and making sure that all those sort of things are covered. So therefore, as we help them get back on their feet, they have the appropriate supports in all the aspects of their life.
So you're supporting people not only short-term support, you're trying to assist them in the long term?
So we work closely with other organizations to look after them long term, and while we're still stay in the background as we refer them into other organizations or when they reach another crisis, we try and partner with many other organizations, both within our community and other communities, to be able to have that support ongoing.
So if people need support, how do they get hold of Jewish House? Who should they contact?
So Jewish House phone number is 938-60770. We also have a crisis line which operates after hours.
1-300-544-357. And who is funding Jewish House?
So Jewish House is mostly funded by the generosity of the community. We also have a number of contracts with government around some of our homelessness beds. We have a number of fundraising events during the year. So Jewish House believes in innovation and trying to find better ways of doing things. So just as we did with regards to domestic violence and looking at data, we also look at what other opportunities and what are better ways that we can do things. So one of the things we've developed recently is an app called Mend, which is available in the Apple Store and Google Play. And that is, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody that's homeless or somebody sleeping in a car, you can, in 10, 20 seconds, you can do a quick report, which will go then to a service who can come past and have a look and see how they can help that person. So you don't have to walk past them and look the other way thinking, what am I going to do, or just drop them a couple of dollars. You can actually connect them with the service. So that's something that we launched.
Can you tell us the name of the app again?
Mend, M-E-N-D.
If people download the app, Mend, is it a free app?
Yes, it is a free app.
So if they see something or they are alerted to somebody that needs help and support, they can just connect that person through that app. This is an incredible initiative. And Rabbi Castel, I think people always ask the question, is there a high percentage of domestic violence and alcoholism and anxiety, depression in the Jewish community?
So the Jewish community has similar numbers to the general population. There's a general understanding that Jewish people drink a bit less, but there's plenty of people who still have severe alcohol addiction as well as drugs. Unfortunately, we also have domestic violence and family breakdown. So we're not immune. We're part of the general community, and in many ways we reflect numbers of the general population within the Jewish community as well.
Rabbi Mendel Castel, OAM, CEO at Jewish House. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.